Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, November 1st, 2005. An absolutely beautiful day here in South Central Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, Our Intelligent Designer. The scripture text is Revelation 4, verse 11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will, they were created and have their being. We had an abundant harvest of tomatoes and peppers in our home garden this year. We've been picking them off the vine and eating them fresh all through October. However, the frost was finally predicted this last weekend, and we picked off the remaining ones prior to the first frost. Since the pepper plants were loaded, I carefully examined each plant so I wouldn't miss any of the small hiding peppers. I could easily have missed seeing it, but at least one pepper plant had a praying mantis clinging to the vine. As I removed the peppers, it was easy to overlook due to the way it matched the background of the pepper plant. Of all the shades of green, it's amazing to me and a testimony to the creator designer of how well the colors of the praying mantis matched the colors of the pepper plant. I brought the praying mantis in the house with a part of the plant to show Brooksine and Astaire. Astaire was terrified, but Brooksine, being the country girl she is, had no problems picking it up and demonstrating its colors against her skin for my camera. By the way, if you go to the website today, I have both a picture of the praying mantis clinging to the plant as well as it on Brooksine. There's so much debate today about origins. In fact, in our own area, there's a trial dealing with intelligent design. An evolutionary worldview would draw an entirely different conclusion based on his observation of the praying mantis. It would assert that over millions of years, this creature slowly evolved in this manner so that its colors matched the plants it would adhere to. We all start with some assumptions and beliefs, and I wholeheartedly hold to the great faith statement in Hebrews 11, verse 3. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. I believe in the altogether intelligent, or as we say theologically, omniscient, creator, designer. Our daily verse so powerfully states, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Amen.
Lord Jesus, when I consider the infinite variety of your creation, I stand in awe at your unlimited power, your incredible creativity, and your attention to detail. How amazing that you care for the birds, animals, insects, water, and plant life, and you have a purpose for each of these creations. How much more amazing that you created human life for your pleasure and for fulfilling your purpose to redeem mankind. By the testimony of my life, may I bring you glory and honor. Your vast power is manifested in my life as I live faithfully for you and overcome the daily assaults the enemy hurls at me. I, with exuberant and victorious joy, proclaim with the 24 elders, You are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. In the glorious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
And amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that prayer you wrote with us. It is a joy to share with you. I should point out the website that these pictures are on is dailyencouragement.net. And if you listen to this on Tuesday, the 1st of November, it will be on the main page. Otherwise, just go to the archive, and it is the devotional for Tuesday, November 1st. I also have a link to another praying mantis photo. It's actually my all-time favorite I took of a friend of mine holding it, and it just really came out well with tremendous clarity. I end with a verse right now that states in Isaiah 40, verse 14, Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? And surely the answer to that is no one did. Let me point out also that on the site today there's a link to an excellent series of articles from a page that I recommend. It's a ministry called Probe Ministries. And these are articles specifically dealing with worldviews in regard to the origin issue. Now, there's a lot of good websites, I believe, dealing with this, but this is a good place to start if you have some additional questions. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and stay encouraged.